All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm Lorraine Kamali. Oh, thank you for responding. Someone did it like aloha. Good job. Thank you. I'm Lorraine Kamalu, this year chair of this amazing commission. And we just love to have our first of the month meetings to recognize, and there's always extra people here, and thank you so much for being here. So it's 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. We are in the commission chambers in the administration building. We take comments by email, and we are really diligent about sharing those with the county clerk. So we always start with our Pledge of Allegiance, and I have asked our Facilities Director, Lane Rose, if he would please get us started.
Please stand and repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first on the agenda with our recognitions, presentations, and informational items is our milestone recognition. Every 5 years of service to this great county, we try to recognize our employees. And commissioners will come down, and then we'll be calling you up in the order of our prepared paper from commission staff. All right, Seth cannot make it today, but we still share their milestones because we know that some of you will go and congratulate them and thank them, and we appreciate that you do this. So there is someone from Facilities celebrating 5 years of service to Davis County, and that is Heather Beaver. Please give her a round of applause. Okay, we think this person is hopefully here from Public Works, another 5 years of service to Davis County. Kenny Achter. Is Kenny here?
Achter.
Nope. Oh, he's not here. And does someone know exactly how to say the name?
Achter.
In German, it would be Achter, just so you know. It looks maybe German to me. All right. Well, let's thank him. A little applause for Kenny, please. No, this person is not able to attend from the sheriff's office, but at 5 years of service there, Desiree Coleman. Please applaud. We're not sure about this person. There's a question mark, but 10 years of service, currently in the attorney's office, Kristen Woods. Okay, just applaud, please. Is here, and she will definitely bring the crowd to great joy. From Health Senior Services, 10 years of service by Tasia Vestra. Come on up.
All right, my name is Rochelle Blackham. I'm the Senior Services Director. I'm honored to speak on behalf of Tasia. Commissioner Kamalu hit it right on the dot there. Tasia is the life of the party. Whether that's every day at the Senior Center, or our employee recognition events, or county-hosted events. We often see her entertaining, singing. She's incredibly talented. But for those of you who do not know, in the 10 years she has been with the county, she has been in Information Systems Department, Economic Development, and Facilities before she found her home over at Senior Services. Just to give you an idea, I feel like it's the perfect job. She's the activity coordinator at the Senior Service or within the Senior Service Division. So she often plans themed parties, does birthday spotlights, different events like this. Some of the highlights during COVID was a drive-through spooktacular trick-or-treat event, different things.
It was spectacular.
It was spectacular. Excellent. In addition to that, just Tasia really stepped up during the pandemic. She was one of our leads and trainers in our call center, where she served many residents, but mainly seniors, as she helped them make appointments to get vaccinated. She has gone, received more education to get her gerontology certification. We are incredibly grateful to have Tasia, but from a county perspective, okay. She's also served 5 years on our Davis County Employee Association, where one of those positions was the vice president. So join me in congratulating her.
None of us ever see
that
the pictures.
That wasn't awkward at all. No. Thank you.
None of us ever see the pictures ever, but
okay.
Congratulations.
You can handle it. Good job, Tasia.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let me just get my phone turned. I don't want this ringing.
All right, another one. We're so grateful when you can come and be with us and all of your fellow colleagues also supporting you. So this might be the last one that's in person, and we'll go through the libraries after this. So from the assessor's office, 15 years of service by Dorothy Behrman. Come on up.
All right, Dorothy started with the assessor's office 15 years ago as a residential data collector. And then she became a commercial data collector, an office specialist, an appraiser trainee, and now she's a licensed appraiser. And the going from trainee to licensed is about a 3-year process. Her immediate supervisor said that she's very detail-oriented, very productive, reliable, great quality of work, and represents the county well in hearings. Her favorite things about working for the assessor's office are inspecting and measuring new homes and the relationships within our office. And we all groan when she walks in with brownies and peanut butter bars because we know that we're going to all gain more weight.
Wait a minute. How many of you had her had her walk into your office with brownies and peanut butter?
That's why they're all showing up.
You don't like us?
Notably not mine either.
They're all in my office.
They're very, very good. So you're totally missing out, commissioners. So congratulations to Dorothy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks again.
That's it.
That's it. She says she's got readers.
Now, if you know any of these librarians, get on them. Where's the library today? And I supervise the library, so Bob and I are going to inquire. But anyway, they do a great job. And so listen to these. We'll clap at the end of these three. So 5 years of service by Mel Lindsay. And then these two. Listen to the longevity. 20 years of service by Laurel Peterson. 20 years of service by Suzanne Richardson. Big hand to the libraries. Okay, and that concludes our milestone celebration today. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for all you do for Davis County, and have a great day. And you don't have to stay for the meeting, obviously. No, I never really wants to. All right, always fun. Thank you. In that next part of the agenda, we have still in the recognitions, presentations, and informational items, B will be presented by Auditor Curtis Koch.
Thank you, Commissioners. We have a notice of intent to proceed with contract negotiations. This is in regards to our jail wastewater system that needs to be installed in accordance with request and demand from Davis Central Sewer District. We are using state and local fiscal recovery funds on this. We had two vendors do the mandatory walkthrough, and both submitted proposals. It is recommended that we commence negotiations with Aqua Engineering, and so with your approval, we'll have the department go into that process of getting a contract put together and moving forward on this project.
Great. Thank you, Curtis. And then C will be presented by our clerk, Brian McKenzie.
Good morning, Commissioners. On February 3rd, we received a notice of a pending public hearing that's related to a statewide initiative. So what happens here is the sponsors are required to provide this notice to the counties, and then we're subsequently required to provide this notice on our website and on the public notice website, which has both been done. The notice of the public hearing is as follows. This is for the Clean the Air Carbon Tax Act initiative. The public hearing will be held on February 11th at 11 a.m. at the Anderson Foothill Library, located at 1135 South 2100 East in Salt Lake City. This initiative petition proposes the creation of a new carbon tax.
Great. Thank you so much, Brian. Next is public comment. Is there anyone here to speak to the commissioners for 3 minutes as a member of the public? Okay, seeing none, let's go to the public hearing. And should we go ahead and have the open, you want to open it up and then the description?
Well, I'll make a motion we open the public hearing to discuss a resolution for additional budget appropriation request.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Curtis Cook.
Commissioners, today we have a budget opening. Several of these items, as you'll note, are rollovers of the prior year. 2022 was an exceptional year in that we had supply chain issues and various challenges in getting products and vendors. And so I'll walk you through this budget change, and then any questions, happy to answer. So in Fund 10, we have under information systems, computer equipment, several of these you'll see, for the Justice Court and pretrial services. Justice Court, $7,973. The pretrial services, $535. We have a rollover of software for information systems of $25,612. We have a rollover of funds to complete the remodel of the clerk and auditor's office for the split of those office space. We have, and that is $16,000. We have a rollover of a computer equipment for the attorney's office at $6,334. We have a rollover of $2,278 for computer equipment in the surveyor's office. We do have a transfer out of $90,000 from Fund 10 going into Fund 13. Fund 13 is our new animal care fund that is established in the budget year 2023. And so we couldn't simply roll over. We had to transfer that amount of revenue into animal care and then roll over their expenses. We'll cover that shortly. In non-departmental, we have an increase in expenditure for interlocal contributions. This is for the NACO National Center for Public Lands County project. We are using funds from the LATCF, which is another ARPA funding stream that we received in last year's budget of $100,000. So of $100,000, we are going to commit or expend $1,000 to help this National Center for Public Lands move forward. Next item is a rollover of computer equipment for the Community and Economic Development Department. $1,139. The next item is $31,500. This is a rollover of back-ordered ammunition. We placed an order in the first quarter of 22 and still have not received that ammunition supply. So we are hoping that that will come in and this will provide the funding for that. Next up we have a rollover of computer equipment totaling $2,731 for Sheriff's Department and $1,711 in corrections computer equipment. So full total for Fund 10 is $186,813. Next up is the Fund 13. You see the transfer in of the $90,000 from Fund 10. And the second item is a $20,000 expense. This was a fencing project that was not able to be completed in the 2022 year, and a vehicle purchase that was back-ordered vehicles for the year 2022, so we're rolling that forward. Next up is Fund 15, our health department. Senior services vehicles, we have a rollover for a van of $43,000, and then we have computer equipment rollover of $23,502. Next up is Fund 17, Children's Justice Center, $1,139 to rollover for computer equipment. Fund 18, Tourism, we have $105,000 rollover for the Memorial Courthouse office project renovation in the upstairs for the Tourism Department. Next item is for $72,267. This is a rollover for the Davis Conference Center for HVAC and water heater boosters that were not able to be installed last year. We also have a rollover of $21,136 for landscaping and door repair that was not completed. And next item is for the DCC exhaust fan, also needed to be replaced, and they were not able to get that completed in time, $6,546. And then last, rollover of the Event Center HVAC and countertop projects for $34,500. In Fund 18, that's a total of $239,448 of additional expense. In 911 Fund 19, here 911 emergency, we have a rollover for backorder dispatch recording system of $276,099. In Fund 21, Class B roads, we needed to roll over the dump truck that was budgeted for $180,954. In the Library Fund 23, a rollover of $400 for a tree donation. The donation came in later in the year, and so planting a tree in December didn't seem like a great idea, so we're just rolling that expense over. The revenue was recognized last year. Fund 24, your Public Works and Flood. You have a flood project with Holmes Creek, Fairfield Road culvert replacement. For the construction, we needed to roll over $962,522. And then for the architectural or for the engineering, $40,139. You also have a rollover of a backordered vehicle of $83,328 for a total of $1,085,989 rolling over in Fund 24. Fund 25, you have a Planning Commission stipend to be recognized in miscellaneous services for $1,500. And then the building inspection vehicle that was budgeted need to be rolled over for $35,000. In Fund 48, this is the Library Capital Fund. We're rolling over library signage construction for $18,000. That project was not able to be completed. And finally, in Fund 63, Building Grounds West, we're rolling over a back-ordered boiler replacement of $388,007. And then we have facilities, the facilities vehicle that was on back order for $62,315. So total revenue change is $90,000 coming from Fund 10 into Fund 13. Expense change of $2,632,166. So a decrease in total fund balance of $2,542,166. And I'm happy to answer any questions about the recommended budget amendments.
Thank you, Curtis. Yeah, we went through this in budget committee as well, so we've been able to review it twice and ask questions last time more. Any questions of the commissioners? All right. So we will have our public opportunity for public comment. We've already opened the hearing. If there are any who'd like to speak as a member of the public, feel free to come forward. All right, seeing none.
Move that we close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. I move approval of the auditor's approval of the resolution for additional budget appropriation requests.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, let's see. That takes care of number one in the action item. So we'll move to the business in action. And we have our animal care director, Ashley Young, presenting, let's see, two items for us.
Good morning, commissioners. The first item, we are seeking approval of a memorandum of understanding with Best Friends Animal Society to mentor Uinta Animal Control through Best Friends Shelter Collaborative Program. So in summary, this would start today and go for the next year. They are asking for our support to get Uinta County Animal Care and Control over a 90% live release rate. And if we are able to assist them in doing that with some of the innovative programs that we have at Animal Care, there is some grant funding available to both shelters, which is pretty exciting.
Well, that's wonderful. So yeah, today, beginning February 7th, 2023 to February 7th, 2024.
The second item on the list today for Animal Care is approval of a grant application with Maddie's Fund for the Open Arms Challenge 2023. This grant specifically is geared to some changes that we're making towards our adoption program at Animal Care of Davis County. It is receivable in the amount of $3,000. It would begin April 1st of 2023 and go through April 30th of 2023.
Wow, and is this like a national group, Maddie's?
It is, yep, it's a national animal welfare group. We actually received this grant last year, and so we're hoping to get it again this year.
Thank you, Ashley.
I'll make a motion that we approve under the business and action category, items one and two.
And I'll second that motion. Help the UN County as much as you can.
That's right.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Ashley. Curtis Koch is our elected auditor, and he has two items for us.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today the annual amendment with the comprehensive contract with Davis Behavioral Health to provide comprehensive substance abuse and mental health services for the county. This also includes the jail component. The total amount is $2,021,000 beginning January 1, 2023 and going through December 31st of 2023. The second item you have is the approval of the annual cooperative agreement amendment to the annual cooperative agreement with Utah State University Extension to provide a wide range of services to county residents. The amount is payable in the amount of $262,309 beginning January 1, 2023 and ending December 31st, 2023.
As we'll mention that we have just a really great partner with both of those, partnership with both of those entities, and lots of important work with Davis Behavioral Health. Thank you.
I'll make a motion that we approve items three and four as presented to us by our auditor, Curtis Koch.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, from the clerk's office, our clerk, Brian McKenzie, has one item for us.
Yes, commissioners, we have an amendment with our current contract with RunVec Election Systems for our by-mail balloting services. This amendment allows us to extend the term of our contract through December 31st, 2024. This is a payable in an amount set out in a fee schedule provided by the vendor.
Great. Starts today. Thank you.
And I'll move approval of that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, Brian. We have three items from Community and Economic Development with our director, Kent Anderson, presenting.
Morning, Commission.
Morning.
Item number six is an approval of the contract with Metasports FC Soccer for Utah Youth Soccer Tryouts. Terms receivable amount of $2,266 beginning 5/22/2023 to 5/31/2023. Next two items, seven and eight, are part of the third quarter grant process. They were reviewed by the Council of Governments and recommended and then brought to the Commission for review as well. Item number seven is approval of a resolution of the third quarter grant interlocal cooperation agreement with Layton City for the pedestrian bridge at the Layton Front Runner Station. Terms payable in the amount of $2 million beginning 2/7/2023 to 2/7/2025. Item number eight is an approval of the resolution and the third quarter grant interlocal cooperation agreement with Layton City for the 3200 West Widening and West Hillfield Road Widening projects. Terms payable in the amount of $880,000 beginning 2/7/2023 to 2/7/2025.
Great. Any questions for Kent?
Nope. We did make those adjustments. So I'll make a motion we approve item six, seven, and eight.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Kent. Now we have facilities and our director, Lane Rose, with one item.
Good morning, Commissioner. Lane Rose, Facilities Director. This item is a change order for Hogan and Associates Construction Incorporated. This is a final change order to close out our Memorial Courthouse renovation project. Beginning 2/7/2023, ending 3/31/2023. Do have to note that the county, we received a check in from the engineering, electrical engineering, Spectrum Engineering, to cover their cost of the mistake they made of $58,000. So that's deducted off of this.
Great. Oh, very good. Okay, so is the amount on our agenda accurate then?
It is accurate. Okay. In the amount of, $186,793.66. That is accurate because that's the amount we have to pay to Hogan. So we have to reimburse the $58,000.
Okay, he said at the end there, reimburse the $58,000. Okay.
Just for clarity, this work was completed in 2022, and so these expenses will be pushed back. That's why I didn't see these in the budget roll.
Okay, very good.
I'll make a motion that we approve item A presented to us by Lane Rose.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, Lane.
That's a nice looking public works hat you got on there.
You keep wanting all these hats, don't you? Okay. From the health department, our Director Brian Hatch.
Thank you, Brian Hatch, for the health department. How didn't I get a hat? See if I ever do anything for you. Before you, he turned the light off, by the way. We're all sleeping back there. Couple of items here. The first is, take my glasses off, approval of an internship agreement with Be Well Solutions Dietetic Internship Program to facilitate opportunities for educational experience for students. It's in our community health area. Some internships coming. It's terms beginning 2/7 of 23, running through 2/6 of 26.
Great.
Number 11 is an agreement with Torah Medical Supplies for direct purchases of in-home services for clients in Davis County. These are our standard agreements with all of our in-home service providers. They come on. It's payable in the amount of the service that they delivered. It's a set thing in the agreement. Mm-hmm. It begins 2/7 of 23 and runs through 6/30 of 2023.
Terrific.
Great. I'll move approval. Items 10 and 11.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Human Resources, you're up. And this is actually our Legal Defender Coordinator, Todd Utzinger, presenting number 12.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I'm presenting a memorandum of understanding that hindsight I probably should have presented about a year ago. It involves entitlement funds that we receive through the Indigent Defense Commission, but they're federal entitlement funds under Title 4E. Mm-hmm. There's kind of a string of restrictions to them. But we had to move quickly in order to be eligible for the funding to come through. Last year and a half, we've received a total of about $74,000. Because I kind of blindsided Curtis with this, We just recently got things sorted out with the IDC about how we can spend those funds. We wanted to be careful so we didn't spend them inappropriately. We've now got clearance on how to spend them, and so I'm asking for the memorandum of understanding to be formally approved.
Very good. Any questions? Thank you.
And I'll move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. A receivable at 50% of allowable costs.
Thank you.
Yes.
And real quick, I want to thank Shauna. I forgot to get this on the event agenda, and she pushed it through at the last minute.
We have amazing ladies.
Thank you,
Todd. Okay, Sheriff's Office. It is not Chief Deputy Oblak. We have Chief Deputy Taylor West.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Chief Oblak couldn't make it, asked me to cover on his behalf. So
good.
We have two items for approval. The first one is a release of liability, waiver of rights, and participation agreement for participants 1 through 7 in our SCRAM program. So that's our alcohol monitoring program.
Yeah.
It's a receivable and it's varied amounts based on the tests used and monitoring fees, and it begins upon the final signature and runs until the participant is no longer ordered by the court to participate and continue with the program.
And there's 7 participants here.
There's 7 participants, and we leave them anonymous, of course.
Right.
And then item number 14 is a training reimbursement agreement for a new hired deputy, Sean Michael Mann, for special functions training and basic corrections officer training. And that's a payable in the amount of $14,950. And it begins the day that he's sworn in as a deputy sheriff and runs for 2 years from that date.
Fantastic. Thank you. Hang on 1 second. Yes, you ready?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve items 13 and 14. Send it to us by Taylor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Right.
And just 1 quick second. Instead of my comments today, I just want you to be able to hear, in case you need to head back, that all 3 commissioners attended the Sheriff's Gala and saw all of the awards and the recognition and the great esprit de corps, I would call it, in the team there, and it was wonderful. If you'll take that back, we're glad to be invited. We had a wonderful evening. Commissioner Stevenson even told me the next day, boy, that was really a nice event.
We need to take that back for sure.
Yes.
It's good to see you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see.
And I'll move approval of the consent items of January 10th, 2023, regular commission meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Make a motion we go into the Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Commissioners, you have for your consideration on the property tax register for... I apologize, where did it go?
For February 7th, 2023.
Yeah,
there you go.
I had it pulled up, so, oh, there it is. Okay, under auditor adjustments, you have two 2017 exempt entity purchases, purchased exemptions or corrections listed. You have one exempt entity purchase in 2017-2018. You have another exempt entity purchase in 2017-2018. You have 5 veteran exemption tax abatements. Then you have 2 1347 appeals, one for the year 2020 and one for the year 2022, totaling all of those corrections totaling $8,648.78. Under assessor adjustments, under assessor corrections, you have a report with various recommended corrections totaling $186,566. And that is your property tax register for February 7th, 2023.
I make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I move we recess.
Reconvene. Make a motion we go back into our regular commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. So I have already commented. Imagine that.
Wait a minute. Let me just... It feels good.
People will be sad. I'm not saying more. Commissioner.
No.
No?
I have none.
Other commissioner.
I'm good.
Neil.
Well, I don't want people to be sad.
I thought I heard applause coming from that.
Curtis might have something.
Yeah. Thank you, but no comment.
Okay, Brian. All right, we've covered it all. Thank you so much, everyone. The meeting is adjourned at 10:34.